Welcome to the EDUCAUSE Review Online Podcast. I'm Jerry Bain. Roger Brzezewski has a career in higher education spanning more than 30 years. He currently serves as Vice President of Finance and Administration at Millersville University, a public institution made up of approximately 8,500 students. In his role, he oversees the development and management of the programs and services that complement and support Millersville University's mission, including budget and finance, construction and facilities, university dining and conference services, and human resources. He obviously builds his budgets to try to keep costs low, but he says there are a number of variables completely outside his control.
For instance, the price of gas, the price of electricity. Our contracts with our employees, we have seven unions, are negotiated at the system level, not at the campus level. So health care costs and benefits costs, and with 75% of our costs being people, that's a big chunk of money that I have no control over. And when you add in utilities, you've taken another several million out of my hands. So when all done and said, by the time I look at the pie chart, 80% of all the money are fixed in where I have no control over. So I only have 15 to 20% to play with.
So in order to make headway, Brzezewski and his colleagues look at the operating costs of the way they do business.
So we attack it on several fronts. One, we attack it with procurement. How can we do a better job procuring our goods, doing bigger orders so we can get the unit cost down? We went to an online billing system. No more stamps, no more paper bills. Everything is electronic. When we did that, we also moved to no more use of the credit card. We went to a third-party credit card. We did both of those in 1 year, and it saved just under $400,000. We're 8,500, 8,700 students. So if you go to an institution that's 20 to 25,000, you're going to save somewhere between $1 and $2 million. We push costs into the least common denominator. So let me give you an example of that. We went in on campus and we removed every copier from every department and put brand new copiers in. But we made the department pay for the copier and we made them have a limit. In other words, they could only have 5,000 copies a month, to give you an example. So now they don't do their test that when they do 1,000 tests every week for kids in classes for professors, they will eat their time up too fast on the small copier. So they send it down to the copy center, which only charges them 0.1%. So what we do is we push the heavy production to the cheaper machines, which saves costs.
And even some of those fixed costs we mentioned earlier, like the price of energy, can be mitigated with smart planning and long-term vision.
We do ESCOs. In other words, we go out, we analyze upgrading our lighting, cooling, whatever it is, and we use the savings we get to buy for the new equipment. And we have done over $5 million of those things, where the payback is 15 years or less. So in the first few years, you're about breaking even, and in the last 5 or 6 years, you're actually saving huge chunks of dollars over the time because you're using less energy. In the case of Millersville, 35 years ago, somebody made this a totally electric campus. Electricity is really expensive. So in the last 5 years, I have converting every electrical boiler and heating system into natural gas. 5 years ago, we were 100% electric. Today, we're 81% electric, 19% natural gas. And that will continue to decline each and every year, because each and every year I do more and more projects. Not only does it save us money, but it's more sustainable in our sustainability effort because it puts less carbon footprint. So in the last 2 years, we've dropped our carbon footprint 2 years ago 6% and last year 7%.
In 2008, the state gave Millersville University $39 million a year, making up about 30% of Brzezewski's budget. This year, the state will give Millersville about $30 million, which makes up about 25% of his budget, with a loss of about $9 million over that five-year period. This is at a time when salaries have increased and the tuition rate has been about 4.3%. So how does he react to these deep cuts?
You have to make very, very tough decisions about what are the functions that you no longer can afford to do at the level that you're doing them. So you have to make decisions about how you spend your money. And over that period of time, we have eliminated over 20 positions on our campus. Unfortunately, some people were in those positions, so we actually laid off people. Of the 20, I believe we've only laid off five. The other 15 were vacancies. So what we called it, we aggressively managed our vacancies in order to deal with these cuts. Now, here's one of the problems that you have. When the state comes out and tells you that you got a 20 or 30% cut coming, you actually plan for the cut because you got to. But the budget is not passed till the end of June and the 1st of July begins your fiscal year. You already took measures to cut those. And let's say they don't cut you, it's tough to put those back. So you always have this kind of one-year lag thing that you're always trying to play catch up. Either you didn't cut enough and you got to cut more because you have a structural deficit, or you overcut and you just can't find 20 faculty in a month. So you're always doing this juggling act.
Roger Brzezuski is Vice President for Finance and Administration at Millersville University. Be sure to listen to part two of our conversation, where we discuss the budgetary implications of technology costs, the cloud, and e-textbooks. I'm Jerry Bain. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to find more articles, stories, podcasts, and videos, visit EDUCAUSE Review online at www.educause.edu/ero.